The Jimmies outlast Dakota Wesleyan in overtime, and Jamestown improves to 7-0 with a win over Dakota Wesleyan. I'm Jaron Matheny with local sports from NewsDakota.com. The University of Jamestown women's basketball team didn't budge when trailing by 14 points in the second half, and as a result, the Jimmies took down Dakota Wesleyan 78-75 in overtime. Jamestown trailed by 8 points going into the halftime break, shooting just 24% in the first half. Late in the third quarter, though, the Jimmies went on a 10-0 run in the final 2 minutes to bring the game within one. Going into the fourth, the Tigers were able to extend the lead back to 5 points before Kaya Tower and Hannah DeMars helped take over on the offensive side for Jamestown. The Jimmies and Tigers would go back and forth before Tower hit a game-tying layup with 30 seconds to go to force overtime. In OT, Jamestown would get to the line early and often, converting on 7 of 9 opportunities. The Jimmies would block a last-second midcourt heave from Dakota Wesleyan to pick up their first conference win of the season. DeMars and Tower each had 16 points in the overtime victory. Noelle Josephson with another impressive performance, finishing with 15 points, 8 steals, and 7 rebounds. Jamestown improves to 4-2 on the year and 1-1 in the GPAC. The Jimmies return to play on Saturday night on the road in Fremont against Midland. And the number 10 Jimmies men's basketball team opened up the GPAC season on Wednesday night at Newman Arena with a 77-67 win over Dakota Wesleyan. UJ started slow on the offensive side, falling behind by 6 points early in the first half before turning things on. Jamestown took a 6-point lead into the break, and in the second half, the Jimmies started hitting their stride with Cole Woodford and Will Cordes knocking down big threes. Jamestown used hot shooting in the second half, hitting 63% of their shots to pull away from the Tigers. Mason Walters led the way with 17 points and 9 rebounds, and Mark Jose added in 13 points and 5 assists. The Jimmies moved to 7-0 on the season, the best start under Danny Neville, and they will hit the road for back-to-back GPAC games beginning on Saturday at Midland. You can stay up to date with everything happening in local sports over at NewsDakota.com.